Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Today, I want to talk about the yield curve. And I want to talk about it because, again, the Federal Reserve came out and Powell talked about not raising rates for the whole year. Before the year started, you may have remembered that the consensus was that the Fed was going to raise rates 2 times this year. And now it looks like they're not going to raise rates at all this year. And some of the reasons that they cited was because of global slowdown, the trade war with China, and those things impacting the American economy. And that is why they're not raising rates. And one of the tools, one of the graphs, one of the data points that they look at is the yield curve, and it has significant impact to us in a number of ways. It can have an impact in your investing, specifically if you invest in bonds. It's a very secure instrument to invest in compared to stocks a lot of times. It is important for your business. If you're a big business with your WACC, your weighted average cost of capital, part of that equation is how much money you are borrowing, which is how much corporate bonds are you issuing. And also from a small business perspective is what kind of interest rate are you going to get on your loans from a bank or some other investor or a loan company. And then also for you just as an individual to know, to make decisions on if you think that the economy is going to be coming towards a recession or not. And how do you plan your finances? How do you invest? And how do you strategically make moves in light of that information? Now, the yield curve, like any indicator, really isn't perfect. But the last three recessions, it predicted within 1 or 2 years of the yield curve becoming inverted. And you might be like, what the heck does that mean? And that is what I want to talk about today, because I thought there's a lot of very interesting, almost philosophical discussions revolving the Fed now, because we're in uncharted territory. No one really knows what to do. And people watch the yield curve, they watch the bond market, they watch the stock market. And all of these things play into the discussion on some of these things that the Fed should do, if the Fed shouldn't do, if we're going to be in a recession soon, if we're not. And this is just one of the pieces that you really need to know, even if you aren't necessarily going to be investing in bonds. Still understanding the treasury bonds and knowing the impact that it can have and what the yield curve actually talks about and tells you is significant for all the reasons I mentioned. So I want to talk about that today. And then maybe if we have time, I'll throw out some questions for you to think about to answer. And you can give me your answers through email or on the social media sites. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. We live stream the show on the social media sites. We also post it on YouTube. We just started posting it on our own How to Build a Tent YouTube channel. Some of you have been subscribing to the Cross Politic channel, but now we are separating and just being there. It's just a lot easier to find Cross or How to Build a Tent on the How to Build a Tent site and Cross Politic on the Cross Politic YouTube site. So go check out the YouTube. Give me a subscribe. I would really appreciate that because we're just building it. It's really hard to start a brand new any social media site, as we've talked about before on the social media sites. And if you want to share with a friend, I'd really greatly appreciate that as well. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, become a member, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you'll get one of these great mugs. Just sent out a whole batch of mugs this last week. It's really exciting. I love sending those out because that means that you guys are buying into what we're doing here. And what are we doing here? We're proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And God is just using this network in such amazing ways. The emails we get about our shows are humbling, are encouraging. They're tear-jerking at times. I just can't even explain how amazing it is to get letters from you guys about how This show and other shows have been blessing you. When I first started doing this podcast, I never thought that the support and the feedback from you guys would be so heartfelt and touching and moving. I'm not going to say anymore. I don't want to cry. No, I'm just kidding. But it's really great. And it's just been a blessing to me to do this show, to know that you guys are getting a lot out of it. So I really appreciate that. But you get to come alongside of us. On the top of all the other great benefits, you get exclusive content, you get discounts on merchandise. On top of all that, you are really just coming alongside and being a part of us. You're being a part of when we fight. You're being a part of our laughing, our feasting. You get to join in on what the Lord is doing, and there's no greater blessing. Plus, you get one of these sweet mugs. Have I told you how sweet these mugs are? I love this mug. Don't forget about the contest, the business plan contest. It's coming up at the end of the month. Is the last day to submit your business plan. I don't want you to be working on those and miss the deadline because you'll be disqualified. I don't want you to miss that. If you have any questions about that, reach out to me as well. All right, so let's talk about the yield curve today. And before we get into the yield curve, I want to talk about just bonds in general and the characteristics of them, because it's kind of like the foundation of what a yield curve is. Usually when people talk about the yield curve, they're referring to treasury bonds specifically, but it could be any amount of bonds with the same risk level over a period of time or a maturity. The yield curve is made up of the yield and the maturity. And now a yield is basically the interest rate paid on the bonds, and maturity is when the bond's going to mature. So what is a bond? Basically, it's just a debt instrument where people are, it's a contract where someone is borrowing money and it specifies the date when it will be paid back, at what rate of interest is going to be paid on that bond until it comes to maturity. And you can have them corporate bonds. Like I said, that's part of the weighted average cost of capital. Big, large corporations usually have some percentage of bonds, percentage of debt. That's what they're talking about. Or government bonds like treasury bonds, municipal bonds, the state bonds, county bonds, city bonds. They can have bonds for any government level. Basically, it's an IOU. Now, some characteristics of the bond is, the one is the face value. And this is the face value of a bond, is how much the bond is going to be at maturity. So if it's a $1,000 bond, whoever is holding that bond is due $1,000 by the issuer, by the one who is obligated to pay for that bond. So at maturity, it's $1,000. If it's a $1,000 bond, you're going to get $1,000. Now, this is different than how much you might pay for a bond, because depending on some factors we'll get into in a second, you could get a discount or you'll pay a premium for a bond. And we'll talk about that relationship in a second. But also, the face value is what is used to calculate the amount of interest paid on a bond. The coupon rate is the rate of interest that you are going to be getting paid for holding on to the bond. You get an interest payment. Usually they are semi-annually, and again, that's based off of the face value. The coupon date is when that interest is paid. That, again, usually it's semi-annually. And then the maturity date is when the face value is paid. So you get, if you hold a bond, you pay for a bond, you are going to get an interest payment, usually semi-annually. And then once it expires or matures, then you get the face value of the bond, what it says on the bond. A $1,000 bond, you'll get interest payments based on whatever that coupon rate is. And then you will get the face value once the date of maturity. Now, the issue price is also what is the initial amount that the bond is sold. Now, bonds can go up in value and go down in value based on the relationship between the coupon rate and what rates are in the market. Now, if rates are higher, if there are more bonds, if there's other bonds, I should say, not more bonds, there could be more bonds, but if there are other bonds at a higher rate, then that were a higher coupon rate, then the bond with the lower coupon rate is going to have to be sold at a discount, and you can buy and sell these bonds. So if I buy a bond initially when it's first issued, I can sell it in a bond market, and that's what the bond market is. It's buying and selling of bonds that have different maturity dates, that have different coupon rates, and have different issuers. And that is where this transaction happens. So if there are bonds that have a higher interest rate than other bonds, well, those bonds are going to be sold at a premium, even if they have the same face value. And then if you have a bond with a lower interest rate than a lot of other ones, then that's most likely going to be sold at a discount. And that is a fluctuating, depending on interest rates, depending on what people believe is going to happen in the future. It's really an interesting market. I don't do too much in it. I'm not in the bond market, whatever. I stay on the equity side. I just never got into it. But again, it's important because this is how money is lent. And it has a lot of implications on how cheap money is going to be, the health of the economy, and a lot of other factors. So it's good to have at least a basic understanding of this, specifically with the yield curve in mind and understanding what the Fed is going to do. If you don't understand the yield curve, then you're not going to understand what the Fed is doing in a lot of aspects. Now, what is a yield curve? So the yield curve is just that. It tracks the yield. And I'll throw it up right now. As you can see, that it basically plots the points of bonds with different coupon rates that have equal quality. That is, they're not all, not some of them are junk bonds, others are better bonds or higher quality bonds with a more trustworthy backer. But they're all the same level of quality and have different interest rates based on the time that they mature. So the y-axis is the yield or the rate, the interest rate or the coupon rate. It tracks how yields are and over the time of the maturity. So bonds that are going to mature in the short term have a lower yield and on this chart, and then in the long run, they have a higher yield for the longer bond, the bonds that are going to be maturing later or have a long-term bond. Now, the reason for that is in a normal, healthy bond or a normal yield curve, that's what I'm trying to say, in the normal yield curve situation, it makes sense. Your yield curve is going to be lower for short-term bonds because it's less risky. And when maturity goes out longer, the farther you go out, the more chance that you're not going to be paid back by whoever is issuing that bond. So there's more risk, and that plays in to the yield, the amount that you get for holding bonds, or the interest you get for holding bonds. And that is the kind of the idea of this. The short term, the less risk, the long term, the higher risk, the more you're getting on that interest rate, because you don't know if you're gonna get that face value back for the bond if there's no one there to pay it for you. Just because you have a bond guaranteeing you the payment of that face value doesn't mean the entity that issued that bond is gonna be in existence to pay you. And that is the idea of this. So it's just two parts, the yield and the maturity. The yield is the interest on the bond, and the maturity is the length of until the bond is going to mature. And it's important because it indicates in a lot of ways how the economy is doing, and it depends on what that curve looks like. And what the end of the show, we'll get to what it actually looks like now, which is kind of fascinating. Now, there's three types. Now, there's the one that I just showed you is the normal one. They can also be inverted, which means it has a negative slope. This one had a positive, the one we just saw has a positive slope, the normal, right? It goes, and then it kind of levels out towards the end. But an inverted yield curve, it has a negative slope to it. And then there's a flat curve. And we're going to get into a little bit of these differences in a second. And again, I told you that these bonds change price on the relation of the interest rate, especially these treasury bonds. Treasury bonds will go up and down based on current interest rates and where they're set. And that's kind of what the Federal Reserve is talking about today, is that they are leaving the interest rates low, which has an impact on the bonds that have been issued. And this gets into a lot of implications with how much treasuries they have on their books. I think, what is it, 4.5, and they're trying to get down to 3.5. I don't know. It's like such a blur with how many trillions of dollars they have in treasury bonds. It's pretty crazy. The short-term and the long-term bonds change based off of demand. The more demand there is, the lower the yield curve is going to be. And now this is almost counterintuitive. If you've heard me talk about this before, interest rates are the price of money. If there's higher demand, then why isn't the yield going up? But what is really happening, and it kind of seems backwards, but what happens is when there's more demand for short-term bonds, then people who are trying to borrow money have a lot of people willing to borrow them money, and so they don't have to make a higher interest payment. When there are a lot of people willing to loan you money, then you can issue a bond at a lower rate and not have to pay as high of interest. Opposed to when there isn't that much demand for a short-term bond, then you have to increase the interest that someone will get when they lend you money. So it kind of seems backwards, but when you walk through it, it makes sense. When you have a lot of people willing to loan you money, you don't have to pay such a high interest rate or a high yield. And when there's not a lot of people willing to loan you money, then you have to pay a higher yield because you need to incentivize people to loan you money. And that is the whole idea of this and the short-term versus long-term yield rates, is because in the short term, there's going to be a certain amount of demand, and then in the long term, there's going to be a certain amount of demand, and that's going to push the yield curve up or down. The more demand, the lower the yield. And that is how it kind of starts to become an indicator for us to determine how the economy is doing. So for a normal yield curve, it suggests the long-term rates of bonds are most likely going to rise. That means that it's going to be a period of economic growth. So that's why we like to see a normal yield curve. And it's upslope, like we saw. And yields are lower in the short term and higher in the long term. There's more demand for the short term because expectations of higher interest rates in the future. And you don't want to buy a bond when you think the interest rates are going to be higher, because then those bonds with the lower rate, the lower coupon rate, the lower yield is going to be worth less. You're going to have to sell them at a discount because there are other bonds out there at that higher rate, and those are going to be sold at a premium. So you're going to be investing in the short term to wait for those rates to rise to get that better deal on the bond. You don't want to be stuck with having a bunch of bonds you have to discount. And that's kind of the name of the game. And then there's the inverted yield curve that indicates the long-term bond yields will fall, or the long-term rates will fall. And this indicates that a recession is coming. And a demand for the long-term bonds will increase, expecting yield rates to fall. And this is, again, just the converse of the inverse of the normal yield curve. Higher demand for long-term and lower demand for short-term leads to a steeper negative slope. And so what happens is this becomes a kind of self-defeating prophecy, where the slope gets steeper and steeper because the bond market just feeds itself. And as more demand gets for those long-term bonds, the steeper the negative slope becomes. And also true, that's true with the normal yield curve too. The more steep the slope comes in a positive respect for the normal yield curve. And that is kind of the dance that the Federal Reserve tries to play. And then sometimes there's a flat yield curve, which is really interesting, we'll get to in a second. And typically this happens in a transition where we are coming out of a recession, it's going into recovery, and then there's a potential expansion that the market sees coming. And again, this is important to kind of understand, or to really understand, because it has been a really good indicator of when a recession is going to come a year or 2 years out. And that's enough time for you to start planning on what you're going to do in case of a recession. Now I'm going to just throw up to end the show this yield curve I pulled down from today. And you can see what a normal one looks like, or not a normal one, but a real life example. The one we saw before was just the theoretical, but here's what it was actually. The yellow curve is 6 months ago, and that is kind of following a normal yield curve. And now you start to see it getting a little steeper slope, and it's still positive for 1 month ago, and it's starting to get even steeper as of yesterday, or 2 days ago, if you're listening to this the day this podcast was released. So what do you think about this? What does this tell you? What does this current yield curve tell you? I'd love to hear from you. Give me an email, give me your thoughts and what you think it means for the future of our economy. If you can understand the yield curve and think through and have a good educated guess of, for example, what the Federal Reserve is going to do, I did a few quick options that were going to expire 2 days from now that were betting on the stock market going up based on the Fed saying they weren't going to raise rates, and turns out they didn't, because I've said there's no way they're going to raise rates with this yield curve. And I was able to make a 20% return on a few of the options I sold, or bought, I should say. I bought puts. And I was able to make a quick 20% on those investments because of understanding this yield curve. Another thing, another bonus question is, what do you think the Fed is going to do with all their treasury bonds? And how is that going to impact the Federal Reserve? One of the things that they are not going to do right now, from what I read, is they're not going to be selling down those treasuries right now. But what does that look like? What does that mean? What are the implications of that? And those are just some of the very surface level questions of what you can start thinking about in relation to this yield curve. And if you have any other questions that you find interesting on this, or any questions about how confusing bonds are or the yield curve is, I hope I kept it entertaining and simplistic enough. I hope that helped. But if you want to reach out to me with any questions, more than happy to talk to you about it. You can find me again, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com or howtobuildatent on all the social media sites. And we will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.